Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to be talking about brand positioning. I know it sounds like fluffy marketing jargon, but hear me out. For entrepreneurs who are serious about building category-defining businesses, this isn't just a nice to have. It's a non-negotiable. So today, we are going to talk about brand positioning. We're going to talk about the brand positioning matrix. You're going to learn how to identify your sweet spot in the market. You're going to learn how to craft a compelling brand story and why it's the foundation for your brand positioning. And lastly, how to communicate your brand effectively through multiple marketing channels. So I want you to think of brand positioning as your strategic compass. It's a guiding star that helps you navigate the choppy waters of the market, making sure you're not just another fish in the sea. When done right, it's the difference between being a commodity and commanding a premium. So why does brand positioning matter more than ever? Because the world is noisier than ever. Your customers are bombarded with information and options. And if you don't have a clear, differentiated position in their minds, you're essentially invisible. But it's not just about standing out. It's about attracting the right customers, the ones who value what you offer and are willing to pay for it. It's about building a loyal tribe, people who become advocates for your brand, spreading your message organically. And it's about creating a moat, a defensible position in the market that makes it harder for competitors to copy you. In short, it's about building a brand that people love, trust, and can't live without. So let's talk about, just to kick it off, brand positioning basics. We're not talking about creating a catchy tagline or designing a pretty logo. This is about digging deep into the DNA of your business and understanding what makes you truly unique. It's about identifying your North Star. What are you ultimately trying to achieve? It's about identifying your ideal customer. Who are you serving and what are their deepest needs? It's about identifying your unique value proposition. what do you offer that no one else can? And it's about identifying your brand essence. What are the core values and beliefs that drive everything you do? Now, once you have clarity on these elements, you can start to craft a compelling brand story that resonates with your audience. Now, just a note, there is massive power in storytelling, and storytelling is intrinsically tied to your brand positioning. And I'm going to talk a little bit about storytelling in a second, but I always want you to think of storytelling as I go through today's podcast and why. Like, why are our stories so important? In short, humans are wired for stories. It's how we make sense of the world and connect with others. And your brand story and your brand positioning is the narrative that explains who you are, what you do, and why it matters. But it's not just about telling a good story. It's about creating a story that people want to be a part of, a story that inspires them, motivates them, and makes them feel like they belong. That's where the magic happens. Now, before we dive into stories, let's start off with the brand positioning matrix. The brand positioning matrix is a simple yet powerful tool that can help you visualize a competitive landscape and identify the sweet spot where your brand can thrive. Here's how it works. On the x-axis, you have price. So this represents the range of prices your target customers are willing to pay. On the left, you have a low-cost option, and on the right, premium offerings. And on the y-axis, you have value proposition. This represents the unique benefits your brand offers to customers. At the bottom, you have basic features and functions, while the top represents the most differentiated and valuable offerings. By plotting your competitors and your own brand on this matrix, you can quickly see where the crowded spaces are and where the white space opportunities lie. So there will be four quadrants on this matrix as you start to map out yourself and your competitors. So there will be low price, low differentiation, low price, high differentiation, high price, low differentiation, and high price, high differentiation. So let me go through one by one. Low price, low differentiation. This is the commodity zone. You're competing on price alone. Margins are razor thin. Avoid this quadrant if you want to build a sustainable, profitable business. Low price, high differentiation. This is the value zone. You're offering unique benefits at a lower price point. This can be a powerful position if you can maintain your differentiation while keeping costs low. High price, low differentiation. This is the luxury zone. You're charging a premium for a product or service that doesn't offer much unique value. This can work if you're catering to a niche market that values exclusivity and status. High price, high differentiation. This is the premium zone. This is the holy grail of brand positioning. You're offering a highly differentiated product or service that customers are willing to pay a premium for. Now, let's talk about finding your sweet spot. Your goal is to position your brand in the premium zone or the value zone, depending on your target market and business model. To do this, you need to understand your target customer's needs and pain points. What are they willing to pay for? What problems can you solve that no one else can? You have to analyze your competitors' positions. Where are they on the matrix? What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? And then you have to identify white space opportunities. So are there areas of the market that are underserved or overlooked? Can you create a unique value proposition that fills that gap? Remember, brand positioning is as much about perception as it is about reality. You need to craft a compelling brand story that convinces customers that your brand is worth paying a premium for. This means crafting a strong brand identity, a consistent look, feel, and tone of voice across all touch points. It means communicating your unique value proposition clearly and consistently through your marketing messaging, product design, customer experience. And it means building a community of loyal advocates, people who love your brand and will spread the word for you.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm.
Thank you, Indeed, for sponsoring today's episode. Now, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find a quality candidate fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Now, let's look at a few examples of companies that have mastered the brand positioning matrix. So, Apple, high price, high differentiation. Apple is known for its innovative products, sleek design, and premium customer experience. Southwest Airlines, low price, high differentiation. So Southwest offers a fun, friendly, affordable flying experience. Tesla, high price, high differentiation. So Tesla is revolutionizing the automotive industry with its electric cars and cutting edge technology. See, these companies have all found their sweet spot on the matrix and have created powerful brands that resonate with their target customers. So now it's your turn to put the brand positioning matrix to work for your business. Map out your competitive landscape, identify white space opportunities, craft a compelling brand story, I'll get to this in a second, and then communicate your unique value proposition clearly and consistently. Remember, brand positioning is an ongoing process. So as your business evolves and the market needs change, you need to consistently and continuously reassess your position and make adjustments as needed. Now, let's get back to stories, your brand story. So let's be honest. Most brand stories are forgettable. They're filled with generic platitudes, empty promises, and buzzwords that mean nothing. But a truly great brand story is different. It's a powerful narrative that captures the essence of your brand and connects with your audience on an emotional level. It's the story of your journey, your struggles, your triumphs, and your vision for the future. So why does storytelling matter? Why do brand stories matter? Well, I mentioned this at the beginning, but stories are how we make sense of the world. They're how we learn, we connect, and we make decisions. So when you tell a compelling brand story, you're not just selling a product or service. You're inviting your audience to join you on a journey. See, a great brand story can create an emotional connection with your audience because people buy from brands they feel they have a connection with. It can differentiate your brand because a unique story sets you apart from the competition. It can inspire and motivate. A powerful story can rally people around your brand. It can build trust and credibility. A transparent and authentic story can help you earn your audience's trust. So what are the elements of a great brand story? Well, first, you have to have a relatable protagonist. This is the person or group of people your audience can identify with. It could be the founder, the employees, or even the customers themselves. You have to have conflict or challenge. Every good story has a conflict. This is what creates tension and keeps your audience engaged. It has transformation or resolution. The protagonist overcomes the challenges and emerges transformed. This is where your brand's unique value proposition comes into play. And it also has a purpose
purpose or mission. This is the bigger picture. What is your brand trying to achieve in this world? Here's a few tips when you're trying to craft a compelling brand story. Be authentic. Don't try to be something you're not. People can see through inauthenticity. Be specific. Don't use generic language or platitudes. Share real stories and experiences. Be consistent. Your brand story should be reflected in everything you do, from your marketing messages to your product design. Be clear about your purpose. What are you trying to achieve in the world? Here's some examples of great brand stories, and you know some of them. So Nike, Just Do It. Nike's story is about overcoming obstacles and achieving your goals. Warby Parker, buy a pair, give a pair. Warby Parker's story is about social impact and making a difference in the world. Toms, one for one. Tom's Shoes is about giving back and empowering communities. These brands have all created these powerful stories that resonate with their audiences and drive real business results. So now it's your turn to create your brand story. Start by identifying the key elements, protagonist, conflict, transformation, and purpose. Craft a narrative that is authentic, specific, consistent, and clear, and share your story across all of your marketing channels. Remember, your brand story is more than just marketing fluff. It's the foundation of your brand positioning and the key to connecting with your audience. A well-crafted brand story is way more than just a feel-good narrative. It's a strategic asset that can drive every aspect of your business, from marketing and sales to product development and customer service. So just to get you thinking outside the box, here are a few ways that your brand story can fuel your growth. So it can help with customer acquisition. So a compelling brand story can attract new customers who resonate with your values and mission. Customer retention. A strong brand story can create loyal customers who stick with you through thick and thin. Employee engagement. A shared brand story can inspire and motivate your team, leading to higher productivity and lower turnover. Investor relations. A clear brand story can attract investors who believe in your vision and potential. And strategic partnerships. A well-articulated brand story can make you a more attractive partner for other businesses. And remember, creating a good brand story is only half the battle. You need to communicate it effectively to your target audience. So integrate your story into your marketing. Weave your brand story into all of your marketing materials, from your website to your social media posts to your advertising campaigns to press releases. Tell your story through multiple channels. Don't just rely on one channel. Use a variety of channels to reach your audience, including video, podcasts, blogs, even live events. Use visual storytelling. Images and videos are powerful tools for conveying emotion and connecting with your audience. Get your employees involved. Your employees are your best brand ambassadors. Encourage them to share your brand story with their networks. You can even give them content to share on social. Encourage them to be public and be loud, and track your results. Use data to measure the impact of your brand storytelling efforts. Talk to your customers. What's working? What's not? So just to take this home, this was all about brand positioning, brand storytelling. Here's a quick recap. The key takeaways that I want you to remember. One, brand positioning is essential for building a successful business. Two, brand positioning matrix, it can help you identify your sweet spot in the market. Three, a compelling brand story is the foundation of your brand positioning. Four, your brand story should be authentic, specific, consistent, and clear. And five, communicate your brand story effectively through multiple channels. So now it's time to take action. Use the tools and frameworks that we've discussed to clarify your brand positioning, craft your brand story, and start communicating it to the world. Remember, building a great brand takes time and effort, but it's an investment that will pay off in the long run.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs.
I tried LinkedIn Jobs and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.